Now, what we have to think about in these systems, particularly, is the channel modelling and what happens to the radio channel. So here we have a base station, and here we have out here a mobile. Now, in most of these systems, there are a number of reflectors that are present. And we have local reflectors round about the mobile. You have some far-out reflectors, which may be particularly large buildings. And there's always, or there's usually, around about the base station, some other reflectors. So we can take these reflectors and classify them into these three types. Local to the mobile, local to the base station, and these far-out reflectors. The local reflectors at the mobile are generally nearby buildings, which cause reflections with really quite small time delays, because the signals are coming out from the mobile, some are going direct to the base station, others are bouncing off these local reflectors and then going on to the base station. The reflectors at the base station are very similar to that. They give additional reflections and some diffraction effects, but they do that typically with quite small delays that are introduced into the system. The reflectors that cause the larger delays are the one where the path length is longer. So if we compare this direct path here with one that goes out to the far-out reflector and then comes into the base stations, then these are the ones that give rise to relatively large delay spreads. And also the other term that I'll use is angle spread, because you see these reflectors here are all coming from roughly the same bearing. But when we go up, when we bounce out off a large building that's some distance from the path, because the mobile has an omni antenna, and then we get a second signal coming into the base station, it's got a long delay, a relatively long delay, and it's also got quite an angle spread.